You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
And now, Reverend Elliot's Magical Window with Reverend Elliot. Live from magic-works.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Reverend Elliot's Magical Window
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Greetings, fellow seekers of truth, wisdom, and light. This is Reverend Elliot coming to you live from a nice rainy night on the city of New York, which, the city is not very clean these days. So I always consider rain as sort of like flushing the city, you know. But anyway, here we are for show number 430. That's 430 for those of you who had strict teachers and said there is no and in these numbers. Man, I don't think I'll ever forget that. They didn't quite beat it into our heads, but if somebody said, oh, that's 103. No, it's 103, you know, which is probably the age of the teacher. I had some really funky teachers. I had some weird teachers. And I mean, we had one teacher in the fourth grade who said a few things that influenced me and said a few things that even then repulsed me. She said when, for instance, she said, this, are you going to love this? She told a group of fourth graders, now you're going to be voting one day and you should always remember who to vote for. And that means find out who the richest candidate is and vote for that person because money means nothing to them. Eventually, I asked her a question. I said, I know a kid with 2,000 baseball cards. Does that mean baseball cards mean nothing to him? They don't. You see, one thing is, you know, they keep bringing up Martha Stewart for this stuff, which and there's memes about, well, why did she go to jail for insider trading? That's not what happened. She went to jail for lying to the FBI. It wasn't insider trading. What she had done was... to not tell the truth about $35,000. At the time, she was worth well over $1 billion, and she had ended up in prison over $35,000. You know, the idea that rich people don't care about money. I mean, I did ask somebody once, why are they rich then if they don't care about money? I mean, that's just plain nonsense. So that's what she told us. Always vote for the richer candidate because they can't be bribed. Well, you know something, we have learned that they're the first ones with their hands out. So don't tell me that tarot is phony and politics is real. You know, I love that stuff. So you know, it's a nice little easy day today, and I'm taking it easy. I've been designing. You're going to love this because I can't tell you about it yet. I can't. And not because I don't trust you, but because I don't want it to fall through. And then I'll say, well, I blew it. I'm putting together some special premiums for people who buy things, you know, like books, my books. You want to see, you know, if you're thirsting for knowledge in terms of things deeper than you get spoon-fed all your life, go to mojoacademy.org, M-O-J-O Academy, one word, .org. And you'll see a beautiful lineup of books there, some of which I wrote, many of which I edited, and almost all of which I restored from decrepit old copies that nobody wanted. My triumph is bringing back the 10 lost books of the prophets, which I know you're not going to buy, most of you, because first of all, it's kind of expensive. Although, you know, it's like $90, but 10 books, you know, so you know, how bad is that, you know? They only existed in very little pamphlet-sized books for years. And I scanned them, I corrected them. Oh, they were riddled with typos. I found the right typeface, and I restored those books. It took me a year, but it's well worth it, because then I put them out in paperback and hardcover in a large format and easy to read. Those are wonderful, wonderful books. Now, I'm not going to put you on about it. I'm going to tell you exactly what's in it, in the 10 Lost Books of the Prophets. First of all, there's a page you can go to. It's called 10lostbooksoftheprophets.org or .com. See, I don't even remember. Just 10 Lost Books of the Prophets. Write that in one word and see what you get. I think it's .com, but in any case, these books are a synthesis of many other esoteric books. I was a little bit surprised when I first got a copy of these books and saw that I had the original books that all of this stuff came from. But then I realized there are some people who don't want to buy 30 different books. And this is a good way to get all the basics of occult lore in one set of books. Now, the hardcover is kind of costly, but it's the only time these books have ever been put out in hardcover. And if you really, if you're thinking about the occult side of life, shall we say, the spiritual side of life, which of course has been demonized beyond, you know, the North Pole and back, but take a look at the 10 Lost Books of the Prophets, and it will certainly benefit you, because they go into all kinds of ancient magical techniques, and they're designed to be easily digested. These things sold for a lot of money during the Depression. Now, you know, that could mean $3-4 in the Depression, which would be like today to us, $30-40 for the books, but they were flimsy little paperbacks. And I ended that. I restored them and put them in decent shape. I have some right over there that I could show you, but you'll see it if you look at 10lostbooksoftheprophets.com. And it's just, it's like I said, it's not for everybody, but it's good. Now, I used to offer, until I decided not to offer it anymore, which I can change always, a set of the Gumball Tarot, it used to be called, because it came like this in a vending machine. You know, the hippies were very creative in terms of making money. And somebody made these tarot cards, which were ripped off from another set of tarot cards by Paul Foster Case, who himself ripped them off from the Rider-Waite tarot. You know, this stuff is like a chain of thievery. But I was lucky enough to come across an original set of the Gumball Tarot, the vending machine tarot. It was a rare find, because these were done on flimsy paper. I mean, you put a quarter in a machine and you got the tarot cards. It's only the major cards. But if you know what you're doing, that's all you need. But you can buy those separately from me if you want. I repurposed those. I cleaned them up. And I put them on cardstock that will last. I mean, good old-fashioned cardstock. And as you can see, I invested in some gumball containers, because I'm silly that way, I suppose. So anyway, I like to come up with ideas to give things away. I have, for instance, if you buy right now, I still have a few of these left. If you buy my book on the modern way to an old-fashioned shave, which you'll find at eBay, I'm giving away a free $10 shaving tool, a shavette, it's called. It looks like a straight razor. It acts like a straight razor. It can cut you like a straight razor. But it's even sharper than a straight razor. But no, it's not dangerous at all, because I explain exactly how to shave with one of these. I met a guy, oddly enough, from Amazon, back when I was still selling these books on Amazon. And he said to me, Well, I tried shaving with a straight razor once, but I kept cutting my face to ribbons. And I said, stupid me, right? You're not doing it right. So what do you mean I'm not doing it right? Well, you know, there comes, oh boy, to be defensive about everything. I tell me the truth. If you cut yourself every time you did something, would you think you're doing it wrong? Because people have been shaving with these for years. And there's a really simple trick to shaving with a straight razor without cutting yourself. And the first thing is don't pay attention to the movies, because they always have the edge right on the face, which will cut you open. There's a different way to do it. And I found, you're going to love this, and I included it in the book, an ad for straight razors from the Sears catalog from the 1880s, one of the Sears catalogs. And I cut that out and blew it up, and I put that in the book there, because it is, if you do it the right way, and you'll be surprised how simple it is, you won't cut yourself. Unless, of course, you're like me and you will shave during hiccups. I once shaved with a straight razor during an earthquake. Yeah, an earthquake here in New York. They used to be non-existent, but fracking for gas kind of shifted the water under the ground, and had led to some earthquakes, which is nothing terrible. But you certainly, yeah, let me tell you, I knew the earth had moved, and I wasn't even with anybody. Thank you, Hemingway. But I've got a few premiums. I have for the menthol soap. I know this is old fashioned, but shaving with a shaving soap is old fashioned. But for my menthol soap, I'm going to be giving away, I'll be announcing this shortly, a CD with an hour of cool jazz. Now, come on, that's cute, right? Menthol soap. Always working. I mean, what can I do? What'll I do? Get a Playboy bunny to come and shave you? Would you? I don't even know if I want. Now, this is an interesting story that I relate in the book. I went to a barber shop in my teens, and I had only just really recently started shaving, and I didn't need a daily shave. I went to a barber shop, and the barber said to me, "You want to shave?" And I thought, "Wow, that should be great. I've never had a barbershop shave. He's going to put a hot towel on my face. He's going to rub the lather into my face. He's going to go over my face with a straight razor with a surgeon's touch." And I said, "Yeah, go for it, man." And of course, what he did was he ran an electric shaver across my face. That was it. I was so disappointed. And when I started making my own shaving products and doing it myself, I always remembered that cheap SOB. I don't know what he charged me for it, but I don't really care. I didn't care in those days because, you know, I was like, 19? And I had all the money I needed. That's a very funny thing. In my generation, we kind of caught that tidal wave. I mean, I was making good money at the age of 19, 20 years old, working in a marketing agency. And I supported a woman who lived with me long enough to fall out of love with me and rob me on the way out. But I didn't care. You know, that's the price of dealing with chicks, right? Will I get mail for that? Will I get horrible emails? But the thing is, I never had roommates. I never needed them. I mean, my generation, we caught the crest of the wave, man. And, you know, we were making what sounds like little money now, but it was a lot back then. And I lived well. Got married a couple of times, didn't work out, got married a third time, worked out for 41 years. You know, this is, and it altered my life. I would highly recommend marriage, by the way. Don't listen to these creeps who keep saying, what's the point? We don't need a piece of paper, you know, all that kind of stuff. But no, make a commitment, man. And when you make a commitment, keep it. I'm very much, you can talk to the guys sometimes. Ask the people over at Ask One Radio how I got there, because we were discussing it, and I said I need to think this over very carefully, because if I do it, I'm not going away. You know, if I do it, I'm going to do it. And that was years and years and years ago. I take commitments very seriously. And today, in fact, you want another drum roll here? Let's see, what do we have here? That's a rather long drum roll. At my age, I do that. I'm likely to forget what I was drum rolling about. But I do remember. Today is show number 430. It means I've come together here with you 430 times. And it has altered my life in so many ways. The two things that changed my life career-wise were Ask One Radio and a pay on demand publishing company. Let's just see. Did I knock the picture out? No, I didn't. Okay, because I banged into the computer. So, you know, I got things plugged in here and plugged in there, and here a plug, there a plug, you know, and it's just every once in a while I'll knock a plug out. So, you know, that's the way that goes. And I'll just reboot and start over again. But in any case, I've been working on some gifts for products because I like giving things away. I know people like getting free things, and, you know, you're not spending much money on, like, the premium I'm working on now for my shaving soap will knock your socks off. I only have one of them to give away, though, but I can get more if people like it, and we'll see where it goes. Right now, though, I'm in a very peculiar position. Elon Musk bought Twitter because he believed in free speech. And they're blocking me again. They did this once before. I had a spurt of creativity, and I shared something I did on Twitter a lot. You know, it was a perfect response to a little political situation that's going on right now. And I just, I posted that in many different places. And they immediately sent me a block saying that I'm engaging in spam. I thought participation was the whole point of all this. You know, the last time they did this to me was last year when I was sharing a political post which showed a cutout paper puppet you could make of the new mayor of New York. I just won't go into that one. But it had thousands of hits. People downloaded this thing, and I'm hoping that they used it. But the point was, it was a humorous bit of political commentary, and I posted that in many different political sites, pages, you know, threads, you know, and they immediately blocked me for spreading spam. They don't give you any recourse. They don't let you explain it. They don't tell you what it was that triggered them. But they're, you know, so right now my reach on Twitter is little. It's low. So if you're on Twitter, you can ask them, where the hell is Reverend Elliot? I can't believe they're doing this again, especially when the whole gig was free speech, right? Just not too much of it. I believe in free speech, but that's too much. You know, no. It doesn't work that way. We the people, in order to try to sort of form a kind of better union, no. See, sometimes you got to go all out. Now, they'll lift this eventually, but in the meantime, it's just annoying. And so if you do follow me on Twitter, and by the way, my spate of posting earned me like a 100% increase in my followers. So how bad could it be, right? I'm not really going to go on to complain about these things because it's being done by a machine. And what the machines do, they can undo. I know, I saw Terminator. So this is show 430, and we're going to be delving into the World of Tarot, which, in case you have never given it a shot, I strongly suggest you do, because you if you want to, if you want to do what I do, and I've spoken to several listeners who got this book and became tarot readers themselves and are actually working at it and making money. You check out at either mojoacademy.org, or you can check it out at magic-works, or just go straight to eBay at my store, which you'll see a link to almost everywhere, Reverend Elliott's store, and get the book on how to read tarot cards. It comes with an old-fashioned CD with actual readings, so you can hear how it works, and you'll learn how to do it yourself. And it's not just a one instruction after the other thing. It goes into the theory of it all, and I hope, as with everything I write, it has a humorous approach to it, and you'll appreciate that. There I go. Hiccuping. Why do I hiccup? You know, I've mentioned this before. I've asked scientists why we hiccup. What is the evolutionary advantage to hiccuping? And they don't know. So I have no idea why. But why is it hitting me now? Maybe because I don't talk much all during the day. And I talk here now once a week and nonstop. So listen, let's cut that out. Let's stop that. Let's go right to the readings, because that's what the show is about. It's about you calling in and getting readings. If you can't call in tonight and you want to get a reading, drop me a line. It's no big deal. I do free tarot readings for the Ask One Radio audience, free mini reading. You get a page with the whole thing laid out. Take advantage of that one. That's one of the free things I offer. I also offer free birth charts. You can find those out about those at magic-works.com. So I'm going to shuffle up the cards again, and we'll get ready for show number 430 after we ring the bell to declare a spiritual space. I have to do it three times. One more time and somebody will come and get my luggage. Let's pull back the curtain on the magical window now for Pat in Layton, Pennsylvania. Hello, Pat. You're on with Reverend Elliott.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, let's see if we can make that better. How's that? What would you like to look at?
I would like to look at what's coming up for me after I sell my house.
Okay, let's see. There's one card that fell out. Oh, that's good. I always pay attention to the card that falls out, you know. That's the Ace of Swords. Swords represent two things, depending on the context. Strife and struggle, and if you catch the subtlety here, mental activity, because a lot of mental activity is like in the mind, you know, it's mental. There's a brilliant statement. A lot of mental activity is in the mind. I mean, a lot of struggling is in the mind, you know?
Yeah.
Danny Thomas used to tell a famous story, which I can tell you and clean up, which was, it came to be known as the Jack story. And you'll see a perfect illustration of it in the Marx Brothers movie, Duck Soup. A guy's car breaks down and he can't change the tire. I mean, he's got a flat tire. He's out in the middle of nowhere. So he decides to walk a few miles to a filling station that he passed and ask the guy if he can borrow a jack so he can change his tire. And as he walks, he says, well, what if the guy doesn't lend me the jack? What if I'm walking all this way for nothing? What if this guy thinks he's too good for my job? What if he wants to charge me to... And the mind just starts spinning and spinning. So he finally gets to the gas station, and the guy comes out in his jumpsuit with, you know, Bob written on there. They're all named Bob. And he says, hi, sir, what can I do for you? And the guy yells at him by this point, you can take your jack and you can stick it where the sun don't shine. And then he storms off. See, now that was the Jack story. That was just it's one of those jokes that has a lot to it, because people work themselves up. You'll see it in Duck Soup when the president Trentino of whatever that country was, Groucho's character wants to shake his hand and make up, and he says, "But what if he doesn't shake my hand? That'll be a fine thing, a man of my stature not having his." And by the time the guy shows up to shake his hand, he gets slapped in the face and declares war. You know, so this is, in your case, though, it tells me that you have a lot of plans. You have a lot of ideas. And I think that selling this house is going to free you up to act on some of those. Am I correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, because that's good. You know, well, obviously, I mean, people don't just, well, some people do. They just sell a house for the hell of it. I mean, I've known people who just buy a house or an apartment and redo it and then sell it immediately. You know, they don't really care. To them, the thrill is just turning it over. Well, in any case, let's see if we can amplify on that, because it tells me that you have very good ideas. Now, here's the six of coins is about getting money. This is a card showing somebody doling out cash. So you'll do well with this financially. The five of cups tells me that there's maybe a little bit of regret involved in this, but it'll work out well. The temperance card tells me that you need this for your own personal reasons to regain balance in your life. You don't have to go into any of that with us. That's, you know, but it, overall, it looks like a therapeutic move and a good one at that. There's the death card. That means that this is going to be life-changing for you. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to die, because there's a sunrise on that card. It just means the end of one phase of your life and the beginning of another. I'm one of those people who doesn't like change, man. I've got to be dragged kicking and screaming into that. But, yeah. I don't like change at all. But you seem to be embracing it. And here, this is the important card. It's the Eight of Cups. It's a person walking away from something in her life that is not working out well and going towards something that's better. So I think you're making a good move here. Do you?
Yeah, definitely. Change is a wonderful thing. It opens up so many opportunities for
I agree. So, I just don't like it. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, it's hard, but, you know, it's really good. It just allows us so much growth. And that's, you know, why we're here on this planet, so...
One of the things about growth is that I found that every time I've changed in my life, I got nothing but complaints from people who didn't want to talk to me anymore. What happened to you? You're not like you used to be, you know? No, of course not. I'm not at all.
Maybe it was a good thing you're not talking to them anymore.
Well, a lot of people abandoned my wife and me once we stopped. We had a newspaper, and we were very influential, and we had loads of buddies, and then they were gone when we shut the paper down, which is interesting, you know.
Aww, that's
in my previous marriage, I had a little business going that money was pouring in, but I didn't like doing it. So I stopped, and, you know, suddenly nobody wanted to go out to dinner anymore. Nobody wanted to hang, because I was paying, you know. So I learned. Yeah. I was young enough to learn a lesson from that, but here's a card which is interesting, which is the Nine of Rods. It means you're very seasoned. It means you're experienced in life. You've been batted around a little bit, let's say, but you know how to handle it. That's followed by the Ace of Coins, which again is money. That's two cards I got for you saying that there's going to be big money for you. So. You know, if money is going to, I mean, look, I know money doesn't solve problems. Well, it doesn't hurt, you know. So I've never met a person who complained about having money flowing in, you know, because if you don't want it, don't do it. But I think you're going to do it. I think you're going to do all right. I don't think you're going to be suffering from this at all. And I like your attitude. I wish I had it. It's a good adventure that you're going on. Hey, look at this card.
Life is an adventure. Yeah.
Yeah. The Ten of Cups. It's a card of happiness and joy and a happy home, you know. So you'll be doing okay. Like I said, I don't like change, but nothing you can do about it when it comes knocking on the door, really, except accept it or be one of those people who spends their whole life fighting it.
Yeah, that's whatever not good.
It, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a waste of energy. Yeah.
Yeah. I ran into the damnedest problems when I started selling screenplays and was a working writer. There were so many people in my life who apparently had secretly harbored the belief that that was their job. And who the hell am I to do it? You know? I mean, one guy studied this stuff in college and couldn't get a job. And he said, how did you get the job? I said, well, a producer asked me, you know. There's a part of that story that nobody likes to hear these days, but I was hired to write a show in Atlantic City in a casino. It ran 6 months, which is rare because they like turnover in the casinos. They don't like to keep the same show going. And that job is what set me on the path. It was a hell of a great credit. And the person I got the job from was Donald Trump. And suddenly he became anathema. And, you know, I'm not going to get into the politics of it all. But he was in the business. He needed a show. They asked me if I would write it for some reason. And I said yes. And then the offers just kept coming in. I never had an agent.
It was meant to be.
Yeah. Of course, that irritated many people. And they thought it was so simple. It was great work. It's hard work. It was hard because you're dealing with crazy people, So anyway,
you must have made it look really good if they thought it was simple, because it's all hard work, like you said. And if you made it look simple, you did a wonderful job of it.
As long as you apply yourself to it. You know what I did more than anything? I wrote memos. That was what I did more than anything. I would meet with producers. They would tell me what they want. And then I'd write a memo saying, this is what I thought you told me. And then they'd say, yes, that's what because I don't believe in miscommunication. Yeah. So many younger people, and I was one at the time, would get hired by these producers to do a job and then turn in something completely different, and they got fired and they never worked again. And now I'm not, but that was because of miscommunication. If I couldn't do a job and I thought I didn't want to do it and I wasn't able to do it justice, I would tell them. And they would appreciate that and find somebody else. But, the whole key in life, everything I've ever done in life professionally has involved communication. So you might as well learn.
That's the key to life. It's the key in relationships and business. It's so important, communicating how you feel and what's going on. Yep.
I communicate very precisely in my writing, and I did that because I adopted a form of English called E-prime, where you do not use the words is, were, am, are. The verb to be is stricken, because that's where the miscommunication comes from. You told me that was a good movie. That is a good movie. That was a bad movie. No. you're making declarative statements based on the verb to be. Just say, you told me that you liked that movie. What did you like about it? Because I did not like it. And here's what I did, that kind of thing. But wars have been started over, what do you mean I am, blank, fill in the blanks, No. So I just, if you get over to Reverend Elliott's blog, and you can see, I did something just for the hell of it. I wrote a 2,600 word essay on a new razor blade that came out. If you're a man, you'll understand. Yeah. And then not once did I use the verb to be. Yeah.
Oh, so cool.
My tarot book, I didn't use it in there. My magical essay book, I did not use it in there. And I've told people I've written entire books without using the verb to be, and they've looked at me and said, impossible. So what do you mean impossible? I did it. I do it repeatedly. You know, it's just as simple as saying, instead of saying, well, that is a good movie, saying, I liked that movie because.
Yeah.
It forces you to be more expressive. So there you go, you know.
Yep.
How old were you when you learned how to talk? You learned how to talk at what, two, right? Like everyone, about 2 years
earlier.
Old. And we haven't changed since then, most of us. That's right. Why we have so much faith in talk. The UN was supposed to be a place to talk and end wars. I hate to think how many wars we've had because involving the UN even. So what, you know, I'm a little jaded when it comes to communication, but I try to write as precisely as possible. And that's the way to do it, I think. Do you try writing a humorous book without the verb to be? It's hilariously hard. Yeah, but I can do it. And see, I didn't say it can be done. I can do it. Anyway, let me pull up a couple more cards for you and see what's going on. You see, here's another card. You have money coming your way. And there's a card that says it's coming soon. And here's the Ace of Swords again, reconfirming that this is going to be life-altering for you in a good way. God, there's another money card. You know, I'll quit, you know. I'm insulting the cards by asking them.
No, keep them coming. Keep them coming.
they're saying to me, you're going to ask me the same question. I'm going to give you the same answer. You know, there are a lot of people who think that the tarot cards are alive. And when they adopt this kind of smug attitude towards me, I believe it too. So the one final card here is the World. That means assured success. So if you have any trepidations here, and I used to buy them six for a dollar, I used to worry the hell out of everything. It's very telling that the word worry actually means to strangle. So I think you're making a good choice, and you asked what is it going to be like after you do it, which of course indicates that you've made your mind up to do it. But on the other hand, everything afterwards pretty damn rosy here.
Sounds
very good.
That's fabulous.
Here's the Two of Coins. That's a card of somebody who's very good at juggling money and getting money to work. That's the key, you know. Getting money to make its own money is a good one. That's a nice trick. Yeah, but it's doable, you know. I mean, I just before I started doing the writing, on an impulse, I went out and bought an IBM Selectric at a thrift shop. It was so inexpensive. And next thing you know, I'm churning out scripts for people. So, you know, Louis Pasteur said, fortune favors the prepared mind.
Right.
And so it sounds to me like you've put a lot of preparation into this. And there's only one warning here, which is the Ten of Rods, which is not to overburden yourself. I don't think you're the type, though.
Well, not anymore.
Good. Yeah, we learn the hard way, don't we?
Everything
is pretty good here. There's another card, the Ten of Coins. Loads of money again, you see? And that indicates happiness in family and home. So you're on a good path. You're somebody people should get to know, I'm sure. You know, I'm serious. You know, you hang around losers, you're going to lose, you know. Your attitude towards life is demonstrated in these cards is your greatest asset. And remember that, okay?
It's so true. That is so true. It's so important to think positive. True.
Well, it's been great talking to you. I'm going to see if I can take a few more calls.
Thank you so much. It's been lovely.
Thanks a lot, Pat. Bye-bye now. And you're listening to Reverend Elliot's Blabbering Window. Reverend Elliot's Magical. I'm full of talk today. You see, I've explained that because I don't really do much. I don't much do any talking between. I think I'm going to get a CB radio again. Are they still working? They still use those? I think I should get something. I have some old walkie-talkies here. I wrote an essay about that at my blog post, too, about the summertime fun as a child with walkie-talkies. I don't believe that exists anymore. So we lose more than we gain sometimes. Alexandra in Salt Lake City, Utah is next. Hi, Alexandra. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here talking to everybody. I've taken up a little too much time babbling, but I enjoy your company. So what can I look at for you?
I think I would like to see how 2026 is going to go for me and perhaps any love interest.
Okay. I used to do a lot of that at the new year, you know, at the end of the year and the beginning of the year, but I had been in a lot of medical problems lately, so I kind of let that slide. I think I'll bring that back at the end of this year, take a peek at next year. So let's see what we have here. Well, this card keeps coming up today. It's the Six of Coins. It's about philanthropy and getting money, being paid well. So that's pretty good. There's another card here, the Five of Rods. It's one of those cards that's not as bad as it looks. It shows people beating each other on the head with sticks, you know? But it just really, it signifies the day-to-day struggles of life. Mm-hmm. And a person who's can handle that. The next card after that is the Hermit. If you don't have somebody now who's like a mentor, you will, because that's what that card is. It's somebody who holds a lantern and shows you the way. So that's pretty good. Romance, did you ask about? Because I got the Hierophant card here. And when somebody asks about that and gets this card, it means a marriage is in the offing.
Oh, nice.
And the Eight of Rods means very soon, you know. So these cards really are responding to you now. The Six of Cups is here. This could be somebody who you knew many years ago and is coming back into your life. And it will be surprisingly good. The Wheel of Fortune is here. That tells me that your life is changing. You're in a period of transition from one phase of your life to another. It'll be a good phase. I mean, there's more money here coming in. And there's the High Priestess. Oh, the High Priestess and the Hierophant, they go together, you know, like bread and butter. That shows me that you have a very deep spiritual component to you. And a lot of people do, but don't know it. Are you aware of it?
Yeah, I think that I am a little bit more on that. That I do understand that a lot more. So I feel that at times.
Good, because that's a good sign that you notice it. A lot of people don't. You know, and you can ask some people, why are you always making the right decision at the right time? Oh, no. But it'll be good. The overall thing is you're going to be in a relationship. Here's the Temperance card. And that means that it will restore balance in your life. If things are out of balance in your life, and according to this card, this card's strength, you've needed to be very strong lately to deal with things. Is that what's been going on?
I think I'm really overcoming a lot of obstacles that I encountered the last couple of years. And this year has truly felt like I could breathe again and that
good.
I am coming in balance. It really does
good.
Feel that way.
Well, that's excellent. Remember also that the High Priestess is sitting between two pillars, one black, one white. And she is the binding balance between them. So that's very important. Nothing can be as destructive as a life out of balance, but the mm-hmm. Temperance card tells me that balance will be enhanced, if not restored, in your life if there's been anything out of balance. Here's another, the Two of Swords. That's about balance too, but it's about going nowhere. You know, that's about things are taking time. But the next card immediately after that is the World, which is assured success. So if it takes a little more time, don't let it blow your mind, as they would say in Woodstock. But it's because you're on the right path here. You're on a good path, and I keep an eye out for somebody who was important in your life years ago, maybe even back to near childhood, because the two of you may cross paths again and have an awful lot in common. Hey, here you go again. This is the Ace of Cups. You're going to love the next card, too. The Ace of Cups. Cups are romance, and the aces are the beginnings. The Ten of Cups is here. And the cards go from 1 to 10, so you got the whole shebang here, and the 10 of Cups is great happiness and joy. The important thing I see about you personally is reflected in the 6 of Swords, which shows a person who is getting from rough waters to calm waters through her own efforts. You are propelling yourself from where you are to where you want to be. And you're taking a proactive stand in your life. And I think that's going to pay off, but good. Okay?
That's great. I highly agree with that. That is truly how I feel.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, here's something else. I'll leave you with this last one. It's the Star. That's another major card. It means hope and optimism is coming your way. So hang in there. You know, I think you've been through some rough times, but it's over, and you're headed for very, very good times, all because of your own work that you're doing, which is the best way to do it. Nobody's going to give you this. You know, you're making it for yourself. You know, you'll find sympathetic souls along the way, but this is going to be life-changing. Again, I have the Death card, which is not about dying. It's about a new phase of your life beginning. So that's also good news. You're at the cusp of a lot of new things here, and everything is working out well. There's the Ace of Coins, the Ace of Cups, and the Ace of Coins. That means the beginning of money and the beginning of romance. And this is just excellent, excellent. And the Magician card is here. That's the trifecta. You've got the Magician, the High Priestess, and the Hierophant. This is more magical power than even you may know you have. The Magician card is about a person who can take power from above and translate it down here and use it here. So you're headed into extremely positive territory, and I know you're going to enjoy it. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate this so much.
My pleasure. Call back anytime. I'm here every Wednesday at 11 o'clock. Bye-bye now.
Great.
Thanks. And Casey in Ohio is next. Hi, Casey. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay.
Well, let's see what we can do to make that better. What would you like to look at?
My future, like my, what's going, like, okay. Is there anything going to change with my path going forward?
Okay, let's see. These cards have been very interesting today in responding to questions such as that one. So let's see. It sounds like you're prepared for whatever the answer is, so let's take a look at it. One more shuffle. And the Knight of Cups is here. That's an interesting card. That's like the beginning of a relationship. The Nine of Cups is here. That's a very satisfying relationship. The Two of Cups is here. That also indicates a new relationship. I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's a new relationship coming your way. Or if you're in a relationship, it will reach a new level. Because these cards are really positive, and they indicate something new coming into your life. Have you had rough times lately?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, I'm here to tell you that the cards show that that's over. This is a nasty-looking card. It's the Ten of Swords. It shows a person lying face down in the mud with 10 swords in her back. That doesn't mean you've been killed. Obviously not. It means that life has thrown its worst at you and you're still here. The inference here is that you are going to get up. You know, so you've been through the ringer. You've had a number of bad experiences, and it's ending. That's over. The bad stuff is going to be in the past. Here's another cup card. There's definitely romance in your future. The Four of Cups tells me that you're going to be meeting somebody soon, but this may be tricky. A person who has sort of had his or her eye on you, you know, but hasn't made it known. So it's possible that there's somebody who's interested in you, but has been kind of afraid to talk, you know. But you know how people are. I think that'll be overcome. Oh gosh, the Fool card is here. Doesn't mean you're a fool. It means you have the soul, an innocent soul. The soul is the beloved of God in that card. If there was anything bad in here, let's say that this card with the 10 swords in your back, let's say that it did mention death, which it doesn't. This card would wipe that out. Only good stuff is allowed in the reading with the Fool. So the 10 of Swords just tells me that you suffered and you're going to not be suffering very soon. It'll be over with, okay? Now, I don't mean life, you know. I mean the suffering will be over with. So, and again, here's for somebody who had this earlier, the Star. There's hope and optimism in your future, okay? You with me?
Oh, yes. Sorry, I didn't know if you were finished. Yes.
Oh, no, that's okay. I just, sometimes the silences on these machines is so silent, it scares me, you know, but, no, right. You're headed for much better times, seriously. And here's the Lover's card, which shows an angel guiding two people, you know, it's very good. You've had some heartache in the recent past, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's the Three of Swords. Shows a heart pierced by swords and crying. That's over. That's done. That's finished. You know, that you can forget that. You know, the Page of Cups is here. Now, the cups are about affairs of the heart and romance, and the court cards represent various degrees of reality, going from theoretical to concrete. The page is the concrete. That means that something in terms of romance will be arriving in your life. There's no doubt about it. And you'll do very well because I've got the World here. That's a card that means assured success. So you're headed on a good path here. And if you've been alone for a while, that's going to end. You've handled the situations with strength. You've handled it. Oh, gosh, I'm getting more money cards flowing in. I think as you become more confident and more assertive, you're going to end up with more and more money. You know, this is the way it goes sometimes. But the years of sorrow are over. You know, the time of sorrow is over for you. In fact, this shows you walking away from things that you don't need in your life towards things that you do need. And that's another cup card. So you asked about the affairs of the heart, and you're getting nothing but cup cards here and money. So I think you're going to be doing fine. Okay?
Okay, great.
I've got to run. I'm up against the deadline here. I've only got a minute and change left. But I will light a white candle to send positive energy your way. How's that?
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Bye-bye now. Oh, folks, we've come to the end of another edition of Reverend Elliot's Magical Window, the show that asks the question, will he ever shut up? You know, I used to talk a lot as a child, and then I became very withdrawn. There was one time my mother stood up for me. It was kind of shocking because I was on the street with my mother as a little boy, and a woman who owned a store nearby said it must be very sad having a mentally retarded child. And she stood up for me and said, Elliot is not mentally retarded. And I was so proud. And then the woman said, I was talking about your daughter. And then I thought, yeah, thanks, Mom. That's it, thanks. I really needed that, Mom. So anyway, that's an interesting I'll tell you, we had a store in the neighborhood that sold dresses, and they had women who modeled the dresses. It was a couture thing. Anyway, that's for another time. If you want to find out more about what I do, check out magic-works, magick-works.com. And also, please contact me to get a free reading off the air. Until we meet again next week, remember, time flies. It's up to you to be the navigator. Bye-bye now.